today is Daf Lamed Zayin, Masech the Nida. There's a very interesting little piece of Gemara with a Tosfos, which is very much Nageya Halacha L'Maisa for a woman who gives birth. And it's on this page. So I want to just go over it, just very quickly, go over the Gemara, just point out the Gemara and what Tosfos says, and tell you about this very controversial minog, which is recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Tanya, here's the Gemara. Rabbi Mirenos says, Ein leidos soiseres beziva. Now we have to understand, the Gemara is talking during before the takana of Rabbi Zera. Everyone knows, exactly, there's a takana of Rabbi Zera, that bizman hazeh, if an isha sees blood, even a small, teeny speck of blood, she automatically considers herself to be a zava gedoyla. That's an extreme chumrah. And why do I say that's an extreme chumrah? So let's review just very quickly the basic laws of nida. A woman, let's say a woman is clean. She starts afresh. And she sees blood. When she sees blood, she now becomes a nida. Which means she's automatically tameya for 7 days. It doesn't make one bit of a difference if she sees blood continuously for 7 days. Or she sees blood for 3 days, a day here, a day there, back and forth. There's no such thing as clean days. Woman sees blood, she's a nida for 7 days. When the 7 days come to the end, that night in the evening, she goes to mikvah. After the 7 days are over, she's finished. And now she is mutter, labala, she's 100% tahira for all practical, all halachas, for tumah, for tahira. There's nothing she needs to do. She's mutter labala. There's no such thing as observing clean days. This whole thing doesn't exist in Torah. But now she enters into a new period of 11 days. So halacha l'moshe Sinai. And during these next 11 days, if she sees blood, even a small amount of blood, she's what's called a zava ketana. I shouldn't say zava ketana. I should say she's a shomeres yoim kineged yoim. On that day that she sees blood, immediately she is Tameya. She's not allowed to be with her husband. She's not allowed anything that she touches is Tameya. But she only has to observe one clean day. She waits until the next day. The whole day doesn't make a difference what happens during that day. She can see blood the whole day. Not blood doesn't make a difference. Once she's seen blood that one day, she has a problem. And then the next day, she has to be completely clean the entire day. She can go to mikvah even by day, and then at night, she's finished. If she sees blood for 2 days in a row, she has to observe another. The third day, she has to observe as a clean day. Let's say she sees blood on three consecutive days. She sees blood on three consecutive days during this 11-day window after her 7 days of nida, and she became a nida. She's tameya for 7 days. The clock ticks for 7 days. After the 7 days begins an 11-day period of time. If during these 11 days, she happened to see blood for 3 days in a row, she's now a zava gedoyla. What's a zava gedoyla? All of these very complicated laws. She has to have 7 clean days. 7 zayin nikiyim. And she has to bring a special set of korbanos for zava gedoyla. And then after all that is over, she starts to cycle all over again. Most women, a healthy woman, would not have blood during the 11 days. But what happened? A regular woman, she would see blood, she would be in need for 7 days, and then she would go to mikvah on the end of 7 days, when 7 days are over, and then she starts the 11 days, and during those 11 days, a regular woman, nothing would happen, there would not be any blood, she's mutar labala, and then that takes her to 18 days, and when she comes down to 18 days, potentially, and starting on day number 19, if she were to see blood on day 19, she would become a nida and start all over again. Typically, that wouldn't happen. Typically, she would not see blood until day 28, 29, day 30. But theoretically, if she were to see blood on day, she would get past those 11 days, and now she's up to day 19, 7 plus 11. She got through those 18 days. She's up to day 19. If she were to see blood on day 19, that would make her into a nida, and she'll be tameya for the next 7 days, and then start another 11 days. Okay, but bizman hazeh, for whatever reason, women are extremely nachmir. If they see a tipa stam kechagel, a small amount of blush, they automatically give themselves the stringency as if they saw blood for 3 days in a row during that 11-day period. That's how machmir we are. Incredible chumras. A small, teeny drop of blood, it's as if she knew her calculation. She went in 7 days, she's now holding within the 11-day period of time, and during the 11-day period of time, she saw blood for 3 days in a row. 3 days in a row? Zava Gedola, oh, Zava Gedola, you need to count Zion Nikiyim. That's what we do Bizman Hazem. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara is not discussing Bizman Hazem. The Gemara is discussing the time of the Gemara, where a woman, and okay, there's one other point I want to make, is that normally when a woman gives birth, that dam is not dam, dam leda, it's like a nida. The most it can make her hadin, the dam that she experienced during birth has the status of dam nida. She's tamei for 7 days. Yoledes is tamei for 7 days regardless of yoledes does not need to observe zayin nikiyim in the time of the Gemara. A woman is not a zava gadola and she gives birth, and there's blood at the time that she gives birth. The blood that she sees when she gives birth basically has the status of dam nida, and she's tamei anyway for 7 days. Even if there's no blood, she's tamei for 7 days because yoledes is tamei for a zocha for 7 days, and for a benekeva she's tamei for 14 days. Now let's go to the Gemara. Let me tell the Gemara first outside. We have a woman, and the woman is pregnant. And then while she is pregnant, something unusual happens. She sees blood. It's not supposed to happen when she's pregnant. She sees. So what is she? What is she? She sees. She's pregnant. She sees blood. She's a nida. That's the halacha. That's simple. No complications. She shouldn't see blood. A healthy woman does not see blood when she's normal. Doesn't see blood. I don't know the pattern. Oh, she's already in her 8th month of pregnancy, 7th month of pregnancy, and she sees blood. No, she's a nida for 7 days. Okay, no big deal. 7 day nida. Now she enters into the 11-day window. And during these 11 days, when she's pregnant, she sees blood for 3 days in a row. Unbelievable. So what is she now? A Zava Gedola. Right? She's a Zava Gedola. In order for her to be mutter to her husband, she needs to observe Zayin Nikiyim. And she's pregnant. She's during the pregnancy. Any point in time, she sees blood, neither. 7 days, she's Tanei. After those 7 days, she can go to Mikvah and she's mutter to her husband even though she's pregnant. Now she's during the 11 days. Window of 11 days. Once you get to Nida, you got to go through the 11 days. During those 11 days, she sees blood 3 days in a row. She's a Zava Gedola. Oh, Zava Gedola, man, she's pregnant. Okay, so now if she wants to be with her husband during her pregnancy, she must observe Zayin Nikiyim. Guess what? She was observing Zayin Nikiyim. Let's say she made it to day 3. Okay, 3 clean days. 3 clean days, 4 more to go. And then she goes into labor.
Gives birth.
Oh, gewaltig. She gives birth. Mazel tov. We got a boy. Okay. Now the question is. She's a yoledes, a zocha. How many days does she observe a tumah for being a yoledes?
7 days.
Now 7 days are over. Then there are 30. Let's make things. Going to do different ways calculations. But let's say different opinions. There's 33 days of Yimei Tahara, right? 33 days of Yimei Tahara. Now she wants to know, well, what do I do now? I was a Nida, I was a Zava, I observed 3 days, I have 4 more days to go, and I became a Yoledes, and a Yoledes is Tamei for 7 days no matter what. And then there were 33 days of Tahara. What status during those days? Let's put that aside for the moment. What do I do now? If I was a Zava, I have to have Zayin Nikiyim. I only had 3 days. Do I have to now start all over again? Or do I say no? There were 3 days. 3 days that I missed, I had. And now there was this long break. The Torah put me in a situation of 40 days. I will now resume 4 more days. And on day 5, I have concluded my 7 clean days, and I'm mutter, I can start all over again. That is the topic of this Gemara. Let's read the words of the Gemara. Now, so it says Shulchan Aruch, fasting, the Tosfos in the Shulchan Aruch, Tanya. Rebbe Moreno Soimer. Ein Leida Soiseres Beziva. No one disagrees with this statement. Everyone loves this statement. A woman, time of the Gemara, gives birth during a time when she's a Zava Gidoila and she's observing the Zion Nikian. She's in the middle of observing count 1, 2, 3. All of a sudden, they take her away to the labor room and she gives birth. It's okay. The Leida does not cause her to forfeit her the days that she counted in the meantime. She
gets credit.
So all she has left to go is 4 more days. No one disagrees. But there's a very big problem with this statement of Rabbi Moreno's. He's a little bit too vague. He didn't fill in all the details. He didn't cross the T, dot the I's. Iboilu, mahu shetale, okay, it's not going to serseris. But during her post-labor, she didn't see blood. She didn't see blood either. During the 7 day, she gave birth. When a woman gives birth, she's automatically tameya for 7 days like a nida. But during those 7 days, so she gave birth. Now there are during those next like the day she gave birth, she's tameya. Now there are 6 more days. During those 6 days, after the day of birth, she didn't see any blood, clean as a whistle, clean, no problem. And during the Yimei Toyar, the next 33 days, she didn't see blood. So now, when she finishes, she gets to day 40 from the time that she gave birth. She doesn't does it not cancel the 3 days that she counted before she gave birth were good 3 days, but she had over here almost 40 days or 39 clean days, which we can combine. She only needs 4 more, but certainly they can be included. However you want to count, they can be included, and therefore she's good to go. She's tahara. She's sorry, we can. It's not only is the Leida not going to cause it to forfeit the previous days, but the days of Leida itself, the days of Leida itself, also will be counted towards the fulfillment of her 7 days. That's the dilemma. So, Iboy Eluhu, Mahu Shetale, good. Rabbi Mirena says she's not going to lose the 3 days. What about letting the days of her Leida and the Yimei Tahara, the 33 days, let them also count towards the fulfillment? Let's say she saw some of the days, some that she didn't see. Let them also count towards her Yimei Tahara. Machloikis, Abaya, and Rava. Yeah?
Didn't you teach us yesterday?
Yeah.
It was a Rava. Rava was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
And from that, one of the things we learned, that when it comes to the laws of Nida, we tend to be nakil in terms of shalom bayis. So can't we apply that concept, or is it an oversimplification?
Oversimplification. You can only apply the concept in a case where there are grounds to be made. Or here we're dealing with a zava. We're dealing with a serious business. We're not dealing over here with a question mark.
Oversimplification.
Oh, yeah. They're really with a real serious issue. She's a zava gedola, right? She's the real deal. She saw blood 3 days in a row during the 11-day window. She's a Zava Gadola. She needs Zayin Nikiyim and HaTaira. Serious business. Now she gives birth. So does the birth cause her to forfeit? Because when a woman counts the Zayin Nikiyim after she's a Zava Gadola, if she sees blood 1 day during those 7 days, start all over. You got to start all over. So one thing we know for sure, she doesn't have to start all over when she gives birth, even though there was blood. Because the blood of Leida is a different type of blood. She doesn't have to start all over. She died in 3 days before. But could we even count the days of the days that followed her birth and the days of Tahara towards the 7 clean days? So machlekes, Abaye Omar Eino Seseris VeEino Oila. No. Don't get carried away here. Now I'll just tell you one version of this interpretation. That means she has to wait. She got 3 good days before she gave birth. Very good. You got 3 good days. Okay, now you enter into a 40-day period of time. 7 days of Leida, 33 days of Tahara, and when those 40 days are over, you gotta count four more days. And now you have three before, four after, now you're in business. Okay, now you're ready to go. Rava Omar, Eina Soseres V'Oilo. If during these 40 days, there were four clean days, there were 4 days during these 40 days after you gave birth, there were 4 days that you did not see blood, those 4 days are mashlim, your 7 days, and therefore when the 40 days come to an end right away, she's Muteris L'Baal. Achlekes Abayin Rava. What?
I've been wanting to ask this all along, but why are you saying 40 days? It's really only 7 days.
Okay, listen, there are two different ways. I'm telling you the minute. I'm ready. There are two different ways. You told me you're saying that you should make this calculation during the 7 days and forget about the Torah. You made Torah. So there are two different ways to learn. I'm telling you the extreme version. The extreme version, right?
According to Rava, who says that they're not Sosir, and they're not. So that would be, he's talking about the 7 days of Tumah. If they're clean, they should be Ola as 4 months.
Right. And the male dirty, the male Tahira, she's ready Mutar.
And then after that, she should be able to go.
During the 33 days. During the 33 days, she's a Mutar. According to Rava.
According to everybody, if she would not be a Zav and Gadola, she's permitted to her husband during the 33 days.
Right.
So here's the only question is because.
I want to extend that I want to be translated extreme because that's what it does in Shulchan Aruch. Taiz doesn't say this, but Shulchan Aruch says this in the Ramah, so that's one thing, is that we're going to view the entire set of 40 days as the one full set, including the words of Rabbi Morenos and Rabbi Nabaya. It's one approach. That if you hold Oyla ve'ena Oyla, it doesn't just include the Yimei Tumah of Leida, it includes also the time period of the Yimei Tahara. Oyla not being Oyla includes the entire period of time of birth. What is the entire period of time of birth? 40 days. 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Tahara. When Rav and Abaya disagree, are they Oila? We're counting in the 33 days of Tahara. So I'm going to show you what says in Ramah in a moment. You can't argue with this. Says in Ramah. Tais doesn't say this. Tais really says like when you say 7 days, just you made Tumah and Tahara. But let's just focus on it for right now. Okay, Machlokes Abaya and Rav. Abaya is the one that says, Eina Oila, Rav says Oila. How do we paskin? So what will you tell me? Well, we paskin like Abaya and Yal Kigam, right? Mm-hmm. We paskin. I'm sorry. We always paskin like Rava, except the Yal Kigam. Mm-hmm. We always paskin like Rava, except the Yal Kigam. And by Yal Kigam, we paskin like Abaya. Tosfos says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. I'm reading the words of Tosfos. Dehilchesa ke Abaye. We paskin like Abaye, Eino Oila, but what are you talking about? The only time we paskin like Abaye is Yal Kigam. And Yal Kigam does not include the case of Nida. So Tais goes on to say, guess what? I have another version of Yal Kigam, according to most opinion, the Lamed of Yal Kigam is Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav. Right? That's what the Lamed is. Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav. We learned it in one of the Sugis in Sechta Erev. We learned this in the Mishnah Berurah part. Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav. A Lechi that was not put there with no Kavan. It just happened to be that cannot be counted. It's a Kosh Lechi for a Mavi. Abayi says it's good. Rava says it's no good. That's the Lamed of Yal Kagam. Tosfos says something that is incredibly awesome. He says, guess what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Lamed is not Lechi Amid Me'elav. The Lamed is Leda, birth. This halacha here, we paskin mean that the Leda, according to Abaya, is not Oila. The DNA laid the 40 days of Leda came smack in the middle of her Zayin Nikim are not Oila, and in three before, four after, in our example, that's the Lamed of Yal Kagam. Unbelievable. That's how Tosfos says. And then he goes on to say, but guess what? Even though this is Rabbeinu Tam, you should know this is Rav Sadia. But Rav Sadia Kosa, I'm not sure, I don't think it's Rav Sadia going. I don't know who this Rav Sadia is. Is it because Rav Sadia can't possibly be Rav Sadia? I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. Rav Sadia Kosa, Dinoshim Shalanu, the Chashvin and Luhu Kiyoldos, he goes on to say, okay, I'm not going to tell you all the details of here, but basically says, he clearly disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He disagrees. I don't take forever. He disagrees. He holds no such thing. We pass him like Rava that the days are oila. They are oila. There's nothing to talk about, and the woman does not need. Not only during the Meleda is not Seseres. If during those 40 days that she was after Yoledes, subsequently in Yoledes, there were 40 days of, including the days of Tumah Deitara, there were 7 days where she did not see blood. Gezunta hei, she's finished, and as soon as the 40 days are over, she's Mutar L'Baala. Okay, Achleik is something between Rav Sadia and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam she passed like a buyer of Sais, Rava Lekula to be leaned. Now, today, this is no Yahalacha L'maisa, because as we start off in the very beginning, Bizman Hazeh, whenever a woman sees a drop of blood, what happens to her? Whenever she sees a drop of blood, she's a Zava Gedola. So that means when a woman goes into labor, Bizman Hazeh, so there's blood. And either there's no blood, aim sichs kever beloy dam. There's blood. So that means when a woman goes into labor, according to our custom today of Rabbi Zera, she is automatically a Zava Gedoyla. Right? She's a Zava Gedoyla. And a Zava Gedoyla requires Zayin Nikiyim. So here's the question. When can the woman begin to start counting her Zayin Nikiyim? Let's say the woman wants to be Mutar L'Baala. She wants the mutter to labala on 8 days after she gives birth. Okay, obviously today the doctors and the support that over here that the woman today it's not healthy and she has to go to mikvah and it's not even shaykh because of different health reasons and so on and so forth. But let's say let's talk theoretically because it's nogea before 80 days. But let's say the woman wants the mutter labala as soon as possible. When can she begin to start counting her zayin nikiyah? Because bizman hazeh, when a woman sees blood kechayel, she's zava gedola. That's it. The clock starts. She's zava gedola. She needs zayin nikiyah. If you we pass a lochel abayisah like Rabbeinu Tam, she can't start counting her zayin nikiyah until 40 days after a boy, and 80 days after a girl. So according to lochel abayisah, if a woman bizman hazeh gives birth to a girl, according to Rabbeinu Tam, she has to first wait 80 days from the time of the... And on day 81, she can first begin to count Zayin Nikiyim. If she gives birth to a boy, Bizman Hazer, she has to first wait until 40 days pass. And on day 41, she can first begin counting the Zayin Nikiyim, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Get credit for the three in the beginning.
Well, but no, there is no three in the beginning of Bizman Hazeh, because the time the woman sees blood, automatically she's Zav Gedala. I was talking taste time to work. But what about the question of Sadigoin? Rav Sadigoin says, what's the big deal? Bizman Hazeh, she can start counting as soon as possible. She gives birth to a boy, she's a Zav Gedala on day one. On day two, if she's no blood, she can start counting the Zayin Nikiyim on day two. So theoretically, for a boy, on day 8, because she starts counting the Zayin Nikiyim, see, Bizman, Min HaToyra, Min HaToyra, she's already Mutar on day 8. Because there is no Ziva. She's just tummy for 7 days. On day 8, she's Mutar. But today, you can't wait until day 9. She won't be Mutar until day 9 at least. It's not Shaykh for a woman, Bizman Hazeh, since we're Machmer, so she'll start counting the Zayin Nikiyim on day 2, and she'll go from day 2 through day 8, and Bizman Hazeh on day 9, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, she's Mutar L'Baala. Right? Well, you can't date out of a girl, she has to be at least 14 days. A woman gives birth to a girl, so she has to wait until at least day 14. But on day 15, she can theoretically be Mutar. So there's a major nafka mina halacha lemaisa how we paskin. Over here we have a gemara. The gemara is talking about the time of the gemara. A woman is yoledes mezov is probably a very rare thing. But bizman hazeh, when she goes into labor, she's automatically a zava gedola. She needs zayin nikiyim. Here we have a merenos. It's not soiser, but we need zayin nikiyim of the zayin during the entire set of time of labor, which includes 40 days for a boy and 80 days for the girl. Are those days? Can those days be used for her zayin nikiyim? Could she begin to count Zayinikim during those days? It's not like a Sabai and Rav. Abaye says no. She has to wait until day 41 to start for a boy, to 81 for a girl. According to Rav, she can start counting right away. Rabbeinu Tam is repasking like Abaye. Rav Sadi is repasking like Rav. Very big nafkamina. Because according to Rav Sadia, a woman who gives birth to a girl theoretically can be mutter to her husband 15 days after she gives birth. If she gives birth to a boy, she can be mutter to her husband on day 9 after she gives birth. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a woman's not mutter to her husband until at least day 48, and for a girl until day 88. How do we paskin? So when we read the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, Yoledes, afilo rosa dam tmeya. A woman who gives birth, loyros adam tmeya, ik nida, beyel the chaben yel the bemes, afil bnef of the kami him etarasa, achshav, bizman hazeh, kol hayoldos, chashuvos yoldos, bizov. That we know, Rabbi Zeira, a woman sees blood, it's as if she saw blood 3 days in a row during the 11-day window. Utsrichos lispar shivanikim. Nimseis, the Ramchaber and the Ramchaber, simin kuf tzadidal, nimseis, oimer shioledes zohar, Yesheves Zayin Leleda. She just counts 7 clean days as soon as possible. The Zayin, the 7 days Leleda. The Zayin Linikia. And 7 days for her, 7 clean days, Leziva. That also can be included in the Yimei Leda. The Aledas Nikav Yesheves Shivuayim Leda. The Zayin Nikim Leziva. Yimei leido shem zayin lezocha v'yudal nekeva im loyer during those 7 days lezocha v'yudal nekeva im loyer also b'chem oilin lesvira ziva. And day, it says beferish in the mechaber that if theoretically a woman who gives birth to a female, she's kimutter to her husband on day 15. She's already mutter. If she doesn't, what? Of sadia, exactly. Vim shomul zayin nikim besoch yudal nikeva harizu asura and lo tezvav on day 15. Vim tovla kaidim lochem lo also at lo tvilo because it's too premature. But on day, if she goes to mikvah on the night of the 15th, mutter of sadia. We pass in like Rava, not like Abaya. Hagom. Here we go. The Rama. Yesh mekoymos. Shemay hagim she'ein toivlim toichmem lezachar u'shmoinim lenekeva. You don't even start at this. You don't even start, which basically, the way I explained it, means 88, 48, and 88. You don't even start to count the zaynikim. The ein lahatir b'mokam sheno haguf. That's the custom. You got to follow the custom. Avo b'mokam shein minog. In the place where there is no minog to be machmir like this, in the place where the minog is to pass like a sagi, like a Rabbeinu Tam, ein lahachmir klal. It's not a good chumrah. It's not a good chumrah to do this. Rak miyach leiros adam acha zayin lezochem yudal nekeva v'sofa zayin nekim muteris lebal which is muter. So basically. Basically, the Ramah, the Ramachaber doesn't even mention such a chumra. The Ramah mentions there are people that were machmer. The truth is, what's the reason for the chumra, and the Darki Moshe explains, comes from Rabbeinu Tam. Since it's a chumra, since it was yotza mifi Rabbeinu Tam to be machmer like Abaye, that's the makar for this minute. It's not the only reason. There are other reasons for the minute, but it's one of the reasons for the minute. Because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam passed like Abaya, that Bizman Azel, every woman's Yoledis Bizov, and Yoledis Bizov, Abaya Paskins, that the Yimei Leda's Eino Oila cannot be counted, and we take Taich Yimei Yoledis to mean the entire set of days, which includes 40 for a boy, 80 for a girl, so she can't even begin to count her Zayin, the key in the 7th days until day 41, because Rabbeinu Tam said so. We want to be there. There is such a minuk to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, but it's only if it's your minuk. It appears from what I've read, what I've seen, is that this is very rare. This minuk, derech klal ruba de ruba, the minuk is to be mekel. Chazanish was very mekel, very machmir to be mekel. His machmir to be mekel on this is that a woman can begin to count her yimei toihar immediately. and she's mutera. Of course, you know, there's the zayin, the zohar is 7 days, and then the female is 14 days, but she can begin to count the zayin nikiyah immediately. And when you don't follow this, if you happen to be from a community where you have this chumrah, you're not allowed to be menachem. And the makar for chumrah is Rabbeinu Tam, but there how we pass me like Rav Sai, like Rav Sai. So this is a very interesting, which all comes out. What? What?
Sif.
This is Simon Kuf Sadi Dalit. Aleph. Kuf Sadi Dalit of Aleph. Just to point out, but where I've seen a lot of this written up, I looked in the Badi Shulchan, I also looked in the Aliva. Look in the Badi Shulchan, he explains a lot more things. He doesn't explain the Rabbi Natan, but look in the Badi Shulchan, look also in the Aliva Hilchasan, the Masifta. He just brings out the Rechagav is that the doctors today, so it says there's, they tell the women to delay as long as possible because it's just not healthy for her. It's not healthy for her, and especially to go to mikvah, to go out of the house, to go to mikvah, and all the preparations. It's not a good thing to do. So that's a practical consideration. But talk about the ikar hadin of this is a yisoy the stick of machlekes, which brings together many ishav zera, that is bezoyif, Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Sadia, Yal Kigam. All this together, halacha l'maisa, bizman hazeh, how things are done.